Chapter 5. The Town of Valaki. Located close to the shores of Lake Zarevich, the town of Valaki seems like a safe haven against the evils of the Svelich woods, if not Strahd himself. The town lies beyond the site of Castle Ravenloft and doesn't, at first blush, seem as depressed or oppressed as the village of Barovia further east. Characters who spend time in Valaki, however, quickly realize that there is no happiness here. Only false hope, which Strahd himself cultivates. Valaki was founded not long after Strahd's armies conquered the valley by an ancestor of the town's current burgomaster, Baron Vargas Valakovich. The Valakoviches have royal blood in their veins and have long believed themselves superior to the Zarevich line. Baron Valakovich has deluded himself into believing that hope and happiness are the keys to Valaki's salvation. If he can make everyone in Valaki happy, the burgomaster thinks that the town will somehow escape Strahd's grasp and return to the forgotten world whence it came. He stages one festival after another to bolster the spirits of the townsfolk, but most Valakians consider these festivals to be pointless, meaningless affairs, more likely to incur Strahd's wrath than to provide any hope for the future. In the last festival, Baron Valakovich had townsfolk parade through the streets with the severed heads of wolves on pikes. His next event, which the burgomaster has dubbed the Festival of the Blazing Sun, is soon to get underway. See the special events section at the end of this chapter. Weather-worn garlands from previous festivals still hang from the eaves of Valaki's buildings, and work has begun on a large wicker sun to be set ablaze in the town square on the day of the festival. In the days leading up to the festival, Baron Valakovich has begun arresting local malcontents and throwing them in the stocks so that his efforts aren't ruined by those of little hope or faith. There is no light in the eyes of the men that feed off this land. They are as dead as the dead, Strahd von Zarevich. Approaching the town. When the characters first approach Valaki, read. The old Svelich road meanders into a valley watched over by dark, brooding mountains to the north and south. The woods recede, revealing a sullen mountain burg surrounded by a wooden palisade. Thick fog presses up against this wall as though looking for a way inside, hoping to catch the town aslumber. The dirt road ends at a set of sturdy iron gates, with a pair of shadowy figures standing behind them. Planted in the ground and flanking the road outside the gates are a half dozen pikes with wolves' heads impaled on them. A 15-foot-high wall encloses the town, its vertical logs held together with thick ropes and mortar. The top of each log has been sharpened to a point. Wooden scaffolding hugs the inside of the palisade 12 feet off the ground, enabling guards to peer over the wall there. Town gates. Three tall gates made of iron bars lead into the town. The north gate is sometimes called the Zarevich Gate, or the Gate to the Lake, because it leads to Lake Zarevich, Chapter 2, Area L. The west gate is referred to as the Sunset Gate, even though no living person in Valaki has seen an undimmed sunset. A few abandoned cottages line the road outside this gate. The east gate is also known as the Morning Gate, or, as some locals like to call it, the Morning Gate, with a U. Heavy iron chains with iron padlocks keep the gates shut at night. During the day, the gates are closed, but not typically locked. Two town guards, lawful good male and female humans, stand just inside each gate. Instead of spears, they carry pikes, reach 10 feet, 1d10 plus 1 piercing damage on a hit. These weapons are long enough to stab creatures through the bars of the gate. The guards greet all visitors with suspicion, particularly those who arrive at night. If the characters arrive at night, one or more of them must succeed on a DC 20 charisma persuasion check to convince the guards to unlock the gate and let them enter. If trouble breaks out at one of the gates, the guards there cry out, "To arms!" Their shouts are echoed across Valaki, putting the entire town on alert within minutes. Valaki has 24 human guards, half of whom are on duty at any given time. 6 stand watch at the gates, 6 patrol the walls. The town can also muster a militia of 50 able-bodied human commoners armed with clubs, daggers, and torches.